My special guest on the show today is one of the biggest icons of pop music and television. As an actor, he was nominated for a Tony Award for his role as the artful Dodger in Oliver. He's ranked in the top 10 in TV Guide's 25 Greatest Teen Idols. And if you've ever read Tiger Beat magazine, I know you've seen his face on the cover. He's one of America's most beloved singer-songwriters. You might know him best as the most popular member of the Monkees. He comes live to the Millennium Theater at the Gold Strike Casino Friday night. Please welcome Davy Jones. Davy, it's great to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you very much. My goodness, when this introduction started, I was a young man. Hey, well, thank you. No, it's been a wonderful year. Just to recap the last engagement, we were at the San Diego Symphony on Friday and Saturday night, 22nd, 23rd. Which was quite an experience, you know, performing those classic Neil Diamond, Carole King, Harry Nilsson, you know, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart tunes, you know, with a huge orchestra, and we brought a few smiles to a few people's faces, you know.
Well, you got a lot of fans in Memphis, and I'm certainly one of them. I've been a big fan forever. In fact, my girlfriend has every episode of The Monkees on DVD, so we sit around and have these Monkees marathons from time to time. You guys were such a huge part of American pop culture, Davy. The show looked like a lot of fun to do, so what was that like? I mean, what was it like being a monkey?
Well, you know, for a start, you know, what happened was they held auditions much the same as they do with American Idol and such, only... they were concerned on whether, you know, you put four boys together, how compatible they could be. So they auditioned many, many guys, I think 200 or 300, 400 people, and we got together, and then, they just kept putting different people with different people, and then eventually, you know, Mickey, Mike, Peter, and myself, and that seemed to click, you know. They had a little bit of a problem in the beginning, you know, selling the idea, because the idea of not that they were very long-haired, you know, sort of TV actors, and especially four young guys, you know, that were sort of, the celebrities, the stars of the show. That was a bit difficult for Columbia Pictures Screen Gems to get a hold of in the beginning, but, you know, the fans and the radio, you know, collaborated with television, and I think that was one of the first times that... we started, you know, seeing the DJs where you never saw them before, unless it was, you know, Dick Clark on American Bandstand, and they started shooting the artists from the toes up instead of
right.
the waist up, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you got back together with Peter and Mickey and Mike for a couple of tours since then. Are you guys still keeping in touch?
Well, not really. You know, it's much the same as anything when you're in a production, not that this was a normal production, but once you start working with people and you move on to the next stage of your life, you know. Peter and I, I think Peter's on my cell phone. I've got his number logged, and we talk occasionally because, you know, I found Peter, you know, I thought he was the most talented anyway as a musician, and obviously he was well schooled as, you know, a musician on many different instruments, and he was always very, very, very supportive of me as regard to my musical ability, and always said that I kept the best beat and I had the best, you know, sort of I had the perfect pitch and different stuff. Not that I was the lead singer, because I always looked at Mickey as the lead singer. He had a great voice, and still does, in fact. Nesmith brought his country influence to the music that we formed, and he was he instigated many, many different kinds of artists.
Well, Davy, you're no stranger to American television, and I want to congratulate you on being nominated for an Emmy for the Monkees biography episode, which is coming up September 21st on the Emmys. So you're up for an Emmy on that, and not many people know that you appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show the same night as the Beatles made their big debut. What was that like?
What a thrill. I think it was February 64. I've just been reminded of that because we discussed it. Not only did the Monkees get nominated for an Emmy for a documentary we did last year, but the A&D have just come back, and we've just finished doing a documentary on myself and some of my, you know, career that I've been involved in over the years. Hey, you know something? It was we won an Emmy for the TV show years ago, but we never ever thought of, you know, it being a something that would not last, stand the test of time. I think good things do. So, I mean, for that to come back at this particular time, it seems apropos. It seems like it's the right thing.
I want to talk about your show at the Millennium Theater Friday night. You got a lot of fans in Memphis. What can Memphis Davy Jones fans expect Friday night when they go to the Gold Strike to see your show?
Well, you mentioned Valerie and Daydream Believer, and obviously we're having those great songwriters. Neil Diamond wrote A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You. We were Carole King, Pleasant Valley Sunday, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, Last Train to Clarksville. There's not many of the hits that we don't cover during the show. We also have a great, you know, six-piece band that has, we got horns and we've got, you know, amazing, you know, musicians that I've worked with for many years who are very, you know, much the fun of the fair, really. We have such a great time on stage, and we do obviously play some stuff that's maybe not familiar, but it's appropriate. We you know, we might throw in a little country. We might throw in a little big band stuff that, you know, swing or whatever it might be, just for the entertainment value of the show. So it's a rock and roll variety show.
Well,
you know, much the same as I've been doing for years and years. And I just, you know, want people to come to enjoy the tunes as well, but, you know, reintroduce themselves to what I do and who I am, and the TV and the radio and the coverage we've had over the years, obviously, is something that's enhanced the reputation. So we just try to make it as hard as we can for the next act to come in, you know?
Fantastic. Well, listen, it's Friday night, 9 o'clock at the Millennium Theater in the Gold Strike. Tickets are available now if you want to call the box office at 888-24K-PLAY to get your tickets to see Davy Jones. I'm one of the biggest Davy Jones fans on the planet, so I'm going to be there, Davy. And I want to thank you for...
I'm looking forward to meeting you, seeing you.
Thank you for being on the show today, and we'll see you Friday night.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.